This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. It, the horror blockbuster, officially has a sequel release date, but you're gonna have to wait a little while before you can watch Pennywise terrorize Derry again. Warner Brothers announced this week that the It sequel will float in the theaters on September 6, 2019. No cast has been announced for the upcoming movie yet, but the follow-up film will tell the story of the Losers Club returning to their hometown of Derry, Maine, this time as adults, to do battle with Pennywise the Dancing Clown. So are clowns cool again? No, still no. Game of Thrones actors Kit Harington and Rose Leslie are engaged after 5 years of dating. The couple first met on the set of the hit HBO series in 2012, playing on-screen love interests. After moving in together in January, he felt now was the right time to take the next step. Congrats to the couple. Will the wedding include medieval nudity? Janet Jackson is new and improved. She had her son Aisa in January and then split from her husband Wissam Almana in April. Between dance performances on her worldwide State of the World tour, which runs through December, and eating a clean diet of lean protein, the 5'4" Rhythm Nation singer is already down 70 pounds since January. Apparently, her marriage to the devout Muslim was emotionally taxing. According to her brother Randy, the billionaire verbally abused Janet constantly and that Janet felt like a prisoner. Good to hear that she's doing well. The families of two people who died on the set of Tom Cruise's new movie, American Made, are placing some of the blame on the actor. The estates of Alan Perwin and Carlos Burrell claim that Cruise and director Doug Liman contributed to the circumstances that led to the fatal on-set crash. The family's lawsuit claims, quote, "The demands of filming in Colombia, together with Cruise's and director Doug Liman's enthusiasm for multiple takes of lavish flying sequences, added hours to every filming day and added days to the schedule," unquote. We'll keep you posted on this one. Mark Wahlberg may be this year's top-paid actor, but his restaurant chain is in trouble. Wahlburgers closed its New York Coney Island location this month, but sources tell us that location's not the only one in trouble and that they haven't been paying their bills. Oh, and that 8,300-square-foot location in Times Square, leased in 2015? It hasn't opened yet. Hey, Mark, you may be a good actor, but a restaurateur? Not so much. After a shooting in Hollywood left rapper Young Dolph in critical condition, investigators detained one man and are continuing to search for two people involved in the shooting. The shooting happened in the valet parking area of the Lowe's Hollywood Hotel at the popular Hollywood and Highland Entertainment Complex, a big tourist destination. Dolph was shot after getting into an argument with three other people, all thought to be connected with another rapper, Yo Gotti. The next time you visit Hollywood, don't forget your bulletproof vest. Linkin Park have announced a special show in honor of their lead singer, Chester Bennington, who committed suicide on July 20th. The one-night-only celebration will take place at the Hollywood Bowl in L.A. on Friday, October 27th. The band's five remaining members will be joined by a number of other artists. The band members intend to contribute their fees from the event to Music for Relief's One More Light Fund in memory of Chester. After a rocky period, Lala and Carmelo Anthony's marriage could be headed in a good direction now that he's going to Oklahoma City. Their marriage went to pieces in April when word got out that the NBA star allegedly got a stripper pregnant. But there's a ray of hope now since Carmelo has been traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder. This team is so much better, and we heard that the Knicks' struggles often weighed heavily on Carmelo, leading to a lot of his marital problems. Honey, I'm gonna be late tonight. I've gotta go to a strip club. Tamar Braxton will say goodbye to pop stardom in order to save her marriage to Vincent Herbert. Braxton, 40, said, quote, "There's a lot of things that are going on in my relationship, and whatever I can do to eliminate all of the stress and problems, I would rather do that," unquote. Tamar and Herbert have been married since 2008 and have one son together, Logan. Her fifth and final album, Bluebird of Happiness, was released last week. She will, however, continue to write songs for other artists. Geez, grow a spine, Tamar. The biopic about the tragic death of Bobby Christina Brown, the daughter of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown, has been halted. Bobby Brown took legal action to stop the television biopic of his daughter because he claims it falsely portrays him as a drug-using, neglectful, abusive father. Bobby sued requests to permanently stop the making of the film and claims the production company didn't get his permission or the permission of his daughter's estate to use their likenesses in a film. Let's see. Drug-using, neglectful, abusive. Yeah, sounds about right. Scott Disick and Sophia Richie are no longer hiding their love. Over the weekend, the new couple celebrated their love with a sweet treat at a Miami restaurant. Disick was passionately kissing Richie, who's the youngest daughter of Lionel Richie, while a group cheered them on. They were also presented a dessert with "Congratulations, Scott and Sophia" written on the plate. Earlier this year, Richie shot down rumors she was dating the infamous party boy, father of three, and ex-lover of Kourtney Kardashian. So much for killing those rumors. The trash bin. There appears to be a baby boom going on with the Kardashian-Jenner clan. Khloe Kardashian is expecting a child with her NBA player boyfriend, Tristan Thompson. The TV star, 33, is believed to be 3 months along. It'll be her first child. That means Kylie, Khloe, and Kim are all expecting. Geez, how many spin-off TV series do the Kardashians need?
The news wrap-up.
Apple is worth $50 billion less since it unveiled the new iPhone. Ouch! Yelp data shows more users looking up Instagram as part of their searches for eateries. Now that Uber has been banned in London, Lyft is offering massive discounts there. Facebook just leased space for up to 3,000 employees in San Francisco.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Stephen King's horror thriller, It, returned to the top at the box office.
The number one album.
The Killers' new album, Wonderful, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Yep, it's Minecraft Pocket Edition again.
The number one fiction book.
The Cuban Affair by Nelson DeMille is the most popular book in the land.
In 2012, following a stint in a Florida punk band and an apprenticeship under R&B singer Ne-Yo in Atlanta, Matthew Musto joined the singer-songwriter Mike Posner for a co-write in L.A. "Our first real session, we wrote Bieber's Boyfriend," Musto remembers. That song subsequently went to number 2 on the Hot 100 and sold over 3 million copies. "It made me think I'm never gonna miss," says Musto, who now records as Black Bear. Here's Black Bear with a new track that's all his own, and it's the song of the week, Do-Re-Mi.
If I could go back to that day we met, I probably would just stay in bed. You run your mouth all over town, and this one goes out to the sound of breaking glass on my Range Rover. Pay me back, good bitch, it's over. All the presents I would send, my friends behind my shoulder. Next time I'ma stay asleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And you got me thinking lately, you crazy. And nothing's ever good enough. I wrote a little song for you. It go like, do, re, mi, fa, so, da, da, done with you, girl. So, da, da, done with all the games you play. I ain't no tic-tac-toe. Stick the X and O's on another.
From the album Digital Drug Lord, that was Black Bear with the song of the week, Do-Re-Mi. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.